Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on CSNCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Baer, and this week we spoke with Raiders running back Latavius Murray, fresh off of an outstanding game against the Denver Broncos, where he rushed 20 times for 114 yards and three touchdowns. But we didn't talk to Latavius Murray just about splitting his carry total with a couple of rookies, the fact that he's going into a contract year, and other sports-related stuff. We really took a deep dive into his background and really tried to figure out what makes Latavius Murray tick, what within his background makes him so appreciative of the place that he's at right now. So with no further ado, Raiders running back Latavius Murray. I'm here with Raiders running back Latavius Murray, fresh off of a 100-plus yard, three-touchdown game against the Denver Broncos that moved the Raiders to 7-2. It must be quite a feeling heading into the bye week after putting forth such a solid game.
Yeah, it feels really good. For us, it's just a good start right now. And so, you know, we want to have two good days here before we head out and obviously come back off the bye and finish off this thing really, really strong.
You know, the Raiders hosted a Make-A-Wish Foundation kid, Josiah Moore, who came down. I think he was an honorary captain and things like that. I heard he asked you for a favor before the game. What was that?
Yeah, he asked me to score some touchdowns for him, and I asked him how many he wanted. He said three.
And you scored how many touchdowns
on
Sunday?
I scored three. So, you know, it's crazy that, you know, obviously having him there, you know, as an honorary captain, coming out to practice the day before, just to be a part of that. And then obviously for me to be able to make that wish come true. Mm-hmm. But for all the players here, everyone, Derek, Khalil, just to make his day, his dream come true. That's really, really what it's all about, man. And it was special, obviously, that I could do that for him.
Yeah, that's just one of those, you know, that somebody asked Babe Ruth to hit three home runs for him, and then it happens like that. That must have been kind of a cool little side note to the game. But knowing you, like I do over the last couple of years, you always kind of go out of your way when they bring in, you know, like kids like that. Yeah. Why is that important to you to, you know, like give your time to people?
Because,
like that?
You know, I know how fortunate I am, and I know – it's kids like that, you know, through the Make-A-Wish Foundation and plenty of others out there that, you know, are less fortunate as I am, less fortunate as a lot of guys in this locker room is. And, you know, any way that I can and making a kid's day or just being a part of something, you know, bigger than myself, I'm always willing to do it.
Yeah, I was doing some homework here, and it looked like, I'm not sure if it was this past offseason or the one before, but you and Derek Carr went to Haiti.
Yep.
I believe that must have, like, was that like a missionary sort of thing? Like, what was that experience like, and what did you learn from going down there?
Well, the guys we knew that were there were missionaries, but I wouldn't say that the trip, more than anything, was a chance for me and Derek to go out there and spend time with the youth. Out there that are in the orphanages, are in the schools there, and that the group we had attended had built. Mm-hmm. And it was really special, just really for one to experience it. And I really came back truly, truly humbled and thankful for everything that I have, man, because, you know, the people out there, they're really, you know, they're really struggling and they're really not as fortunate. And you know, I still really wish I could do more for him, and that's why I could try to continue to go back.
Yeah. Now, you've been down to Mexico City a number of times. You're like the Raiders ambassador, so sort of thing. Well, that game's coming up now. What have you told the guys from that experience, and are you excited about playing international?
I'm very excited. I think if the few guys that got a chance to go out there experienced the passion and the Raider fans that we have out there. And so, but for the guys who haven't, they're gonna be surprised. Really about our fan base out there in Mexico City, because it's crazy, and it's going to be truly, truly like a home game. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think they're in for a treat.
And you're coming into that game, even though there's a bye week in the middle, pretty hot. You know, you had such a strong game against Denver. You got 20 carries. Was it nice to get in that good rhythm and be so productive, even though they knew exactly what was coming and they still couldn't stop you?
It felt really good, and I guess out of all the, you know, the times, it didn't feel as 20 carries, but I guess because we were moving the pile,
yeah.
You know, and that's a good thing. Anytime you can get out of a game feeling that way, mm-hmm. it really is a good thing. And not just me, DeAndre and Jalen, man, they've continued to push me, and they've continued to do absolutely great things when they step on the field and being explosive and making guys miss. And I'm still trying to take things from them and learn, mm-hmm. Just to make my game better. But we continue to compete in that running back room, and that's, I think, why we've had the success.
Now, because you have those other guys, sometimes your carry total's lower. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, you're just like any other competitor. You want the ball in your hand every time. What's that been like, maybe with a smaller workload than you've had in the past?
For me, it's actually made me concentrate on getting better at the carries that I do have, making an impact on the carries that I do have, and knowing, you know, depending on how the flow of the game goes, I need to be effective, mm-hmm. each carry, each time I get the ball in my hand. And so I think that's been the most important thing for me, is trying to be effective each time I have the ball in my hand, regardless if it's 15 plus or less than that, or yeah. less than 10. Just trying to be effective. And mm-hmm. I think that's been the key for all of us, because we know how the thing can go.
Does it have any – I know that you're winning, you're focused on in-season. Is there ever any time during the year that you think, I'm in a contract year, what – you know, that just with that uncertain future, that must be kind of a different thing for you?
Well, you know, it's definitely something that I know exists at this point. It's different. It is a different situation mm-hmm. I'm heading into, or I was heading into this year. But for me, you know, I know – regardless of what happens, I need to go out and be productive, and mm-hmm. that's been the main thing for me, and I've been making sure I do everything I can to do that, and I know the rest will play yeah. out.
And you were talking about going home for the bye week. Are you going to be able to catch Onondaga's state playoff game yeah. when you're out there?
That's the plan. I'm hoping to be there so I could root those guys on. I believe it's first time they've been in the state playoffs since I've left.
Since you were there, yeah.
And so, it's going to be special for them, and I definitely want to be a part of that, man, and root those guys on and bring one back.
I saw that you sent them a little video clip
yeah.
kind of talking to them. And was that was before they won the district title, I
yeah,
guess?
Yeah, they won the sectional title in a dome. And I just wanted to send them a message, first of all, congratulating them for making it, you know, that far. And, you know, just to take advantage of the opportunity, because, I, mm-hmm. you know, they won. And even still, I didn't win a state championship. Mike Hart before me won 3 mm-hmm. in a row. And I didn't do that. And that's something that I always will – you know, remember. And I think, you know, for those kids to know, look, here's a guy who's in the NFL and still mm-hmm. wishes he had maybe the opportunity that you got right now, and that's
yeah.
to win a state championship. So, I'm just hoping they're able to do that.
Yeah, there was the other week I watched a pretty high-quality little kind of miniature documentary on you going home and getting your number retired. Mm-hmm. I guess you filmed that, what, last winter?
Last winter.
Last winter. I mean, to have – I've obviously never been to upstate New York. It seems like a tight community there. You know, to go back, to have your number retired, to have that kind of, you know, all documented on film,
yeah.
it must have been a really cool experience to have everybody kind of rallying around you and everything
yeah,
like that.
It was really cool, man. And that's one thing about home, you know, I feel like home every time I do go home.
Mm-hmm.
And that was special to me, because – You know, the community there and my high school there, you know, all everyone there, it means a lot to me. And so that's why that was special to me, because it's a part of who I am and the player that I am and the person that I am.
Yeah, and you moved there from Central Florida, right, when you were 3 or 4, I guess?
Yep, I was 3 years old.
Yeah, I'm sure that you don't remember much about that, but did you feel kind of fish out of water, like, when you first came up there?
Or, no.
Like, did you take to the town pretty quick?
I think, you know, being such a young age, it wasn't something I remember at all being difficult, because I was so young. And so that's why, you know, a lot of people say, well, aren't you from Florida, or, you know, yes, originally I am from Florida. I was born there. But when you grow up in a place for, you know, 18 plus years, that becomes home to you. And so that's why I call upstate New York home.
And then when you went to Central Florida, you got to go back to your second home, and your father lives down there, right? Yeah. Was it cool to be able to kind of have more of a direct interaction there, I guess?
Yeah, most definitely. Once, you know, obviously I was 3 years old when I left Florida, and so my dad stayed behind in Florida when him and my mom split up. And so when I was able to go back to Central Florida, it was a, you know, 2-for-1, I guess. I had the chance to, for one, play for a program that I wanted to play for, and I had felt I had the chance to excel at, but also had the chance to be closer to some family that I had left when I was younger, and that was my dad.
And just one last thing, and thanks for taking the time, but you know, you're a 6th-round draft pick. I was reading that you weren't invited to the combine.
Mm-mm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
To go from, you know, the humble beginnings and really having to earn things, and now feature back and Pro Bowler on a 7-2 team. Do you ever pinch yourself? Do you ever give yourself a chance to say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm man, here. Like, has it sunk in and all that?
All the time, man. And I think that's what continues to keep me going. That's what makes me who I am, is that I have those moments, and I'm very thankful. You know, I was just talking to Jalen about that. I believe it was before the game. During the game, he said, man, I said I almost had tears during the national anthem, and we're prime time right now, and the whole world is watching. Here I am, a kid that, you know, went to Onondaga Central and grew up in little upstate New York, and he said, you know, the same thing. I said, man, I said, and I'll tell you this, never stop feeling that way, because it's gonna separate you from some guys in this league who may get comfortable. Always love that feeling. Always love the fact that you're fortunate, and you know, you always want to pinch yourself like, man, this is really happening to me. And I always be like that.
Latavius Murray, Raiders running back. Thank you for taking the time, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you, everyone, for downloading and listening to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast. A very special thank you to Latavius Murray for taking out time just before he headed home for a long bye weekend, which will lead into a game in Mexico City against the Houston Texans and a stretch run that should involve the Raiders searching for their first playoff spot since the 2002 season. If you want to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, please feel free to do so, and we will be having more good content coming your way real soon.
The Raiders Insider Podcast on CSNCalifornia.com.